Bill, I was curious to just have you get your thoughts on what you've seen from a couple former Patriots that are playing significant roles on defense for the Colts. What have you seen from Sergio Brown and Darius Butler this season?
Well, I'd say Darius has been pretty much in the same role that he was in last year as the nickelback. And, Toler and Davis usually outside, and Butler usually in the slot. And Sergio's had a big role in the kicking game. And then when Landry was out for the last 4 or 5 weeks, then he's had a lot of playing time at safety on defense and has been a little bit less involved in the kicking game. So it's kind of, he's been in those two roles. It looks like they're kind of independent of each other. So the more involved he is on defense, kind of the less in the kicking game, the less on defense, the more in the kicking game. And he's done both.
Oh, thanks, Stacey. Hi, Bill. I just wanted to ask you quickly about Reggie Wayne. I know he's been a little bit banged up this year, but from what you've seen from him so far, what continues to make him an effective player at this point in his career?
Yeah, Bill, still really good at everything. Obviously a real smart and experienced guy, knows how to set up routes, make all of his routes look the same. Does a great job of releasing and at the top of his routes, being able to create separation at just the right time when the quarterback's ready to throw. He's been a key guy for him in critical situations and third down, type situations. I'm sure that there's a lot of confidence that he's going to be open, and he usually is. Excellent hands, made a lot of tough catches. They move him around. He plays, a decent amount in the slot, but also, out on the perimeter where, we saw him for so many years in their former offensive system. But he's probably a little more in the slot now with Nixon and Hilton outside. But they move all those guys around, so we don't find him as a problem, but he still has very dangerous receiver, clutch player, a guy really, when they need a play, they're not afraid to go to him, and he'll deliver for them.
Bill, Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett are starting against each other this week. Based on your time with them in the past, what about their skill set has enabled them to get to this point as NFL starters?
Both those guys worked really hard here, and both did a good job for us. I have a lot of respect for both of them and a personal liking for both guys. So we wish them well, and right now we're really focused on the Colts. So, that's should probably go to those other teams and talk about those guys since they're not here anymore.
Next question, Howard Ullman, Associated Press.
Yeah, Bill, every team in the league seems to have a big, strong, tight end, and I know that's been a trend for a while, but does it seem that maybe they're getting more attention because they're catching more passes than they did maybe 10, 15 years ago? They're a bigger part of the passing offense in terms of receiving and not just blocking?
I don't know. Those guys have always been a problem. They're hard to match up on because of their size and athleticism. It's just hard to get a guy on defense that's has their kind of height and weight and ball skills and athleticism to be able to match up and cover them. So I think it's always been a tough matchup, and it's still a tough matchup.
Just a quick follow-up, if I might. Did you see that trend starting maybe 10 years ago when guys like Witten and Gates came in the league, or does it predate that almost, 15, 20 years ago?
I go back to 40 years ago. When I came in the league, we always had coverages to double the tight end. Guys like Raymond Chester and Ditka and Rich Castor with the Jets, and I mean there was a lot of them, and there were always in every game plan. We had Charlie Sanders when I was at Detroit, Dupree in Dallas, Odom's in Denver. I mean, you go right down the line; they've been there, and it was the same issue then. You had to have if you were playing man coverage, and you had to have some kind of coverage where you could double those guys, and those were all the what we called back then, the combination coverages, some way to be able to get two guys on them. So that's been part of the offense and defense since I've come into the league.
Hey, Bill, following up on Howard's question about tight ends, wondering with Indianapolis what you've seen from Dwayne Allen and to how he and Flinger have complemented one another in their offense this year.
Yeah, they're they've done a good job with those guys, and they use Doyle some too. So a lot of times they have three tight ends on the field. They have a good mixture of one tight end, two tight ends, and three tight ends in their offense. Sometimes different combinations. You can't always count on the same group of guys being out there. And both Fleener and Allen have been tough matchups in the passing game. Some of the same things we talked about. Again, there's times when they're out there together, and then there's times when it's one or the other of them, but they both have done a good job of creating separation, making plays in the red area. I've been really impressed with Allen's blocking. I think he's one of the best blocking tight ends that we'll see. So they definitely give you a lot of problems to go with their receivers and the quarterback and the running game with Bradshaw and Richardson. So it's be a lot for us to deal with, a lot to handle. And that's part of what makes them so good is their players at that position, how they complement the other positions, and the fact that they use all three of them, which is more things for the defense to have to stop.
Mm-hmm. So just to stick with the tight ends, you mentioned a couple that were difficult matchups in the past, and I remember you talking about a couple of guys in particular in the past in Bavaro and Russ Francis, and I'm wondering if there are any similarities between maybe Rob Gronkowski's game and those two guys.
I'm sure there is. Sure there is. I mean, those guys were all at great size. Bavaro is probably as tough of a, physically and mentally, as tough of a football player as I've ever coached. So I would put him in the, rare category there. But I never coached Francis, but he was a problem to defend. So... again, though, anybody with that kind of size and speed and athleticism, you just don't have those players defensively. Very few teams have players like that can match up with them. So, they're all a problem to varying degrees. We were probably fortunate for the time that we had Rodney Harrison. He was a guy that could match up pretty well with those type of players. And that was a big advantage for us defensively to have somebody like that that we could have a chance to put on them. I think they're all, they're all in the real good category. I think each guy's probably got his own, individual maybe strengths above another one, but I'll tell you what, there weren't many guys better than Bavaro, I'll tell you that. What that guy could do in the running game and the passing game, I don't think I've ever seen anybody that I would put above him in terms of the total package. He didn't have some of the receiving stats of the Kellen Winslows and guys like that, but those guys couldn't block like he could either. I mean, when you could put him on Reggie White and not give him any help and not really worry about it in the running game, I mean, there wasn't many offensive linemen you could say that about.